we discussed earlier this week some of the basic mitzvos, halachos, yisurim, related to Shemitah. We discussed the mitzvah saseh, according to some interpretations in the Ramban, of achilas peros shvius, the iser of hefsed peros shvius, the psak of the Maharit, that there is a heter to be gorem hefsed peros shvius. This evening, let's talk briefly about another halacha, also derived from this week's parsha, and this, a gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Beis, Amud Aleph, with the gemara darshins that same pasuk of V'hoysa Shabbas Haaretz Lachem Le'achla, that you should eat the produce of the land, and the gemara darshins Le'achla V'lo L'schora, that one is allowed to eat Peros Shvius. Again, given the guidelines we discussed yesterday, eating them the way they're normally eaten, but one is not allowed to perform schora, says the Gemara, with peros shvius. One is not allowed to engage in commerce with peros shvius. And what exactly is the geder ha'isser of schora with regard to peros shvius? Tosfos in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah and the Gemara discuss a very relevant issue for us here in Chutz Laaretz, namely the purchase of an esrog that was produced during the Shemitah year. This will be an issue we have to contend with a year from Sukkot. So in this context, the Gemara there discusses purchasing an esrog shel shvius. So Tosfos here writes as follows. Tosfos says, the iser of schora with peros shvius is only if the same individual both collects the peros, harvests the peros from the field, and then he himself then proceeds to sell them. But if one individual is the one who collects the peros, and then someone else is the one who performs the mechira with the peros, that, says Tosfos, would not be an iser of schora beperos shvius. So writes Tosfos here in Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. Tosfos writes also, the efsher hakona mechadero kedei laharviach v'limkor biyoker. So not just if one is the one who actually picks the peros from the field and then turns around to sell them. Not only is that an iser of schora, but so too one who purchases. He's the middleman. He purchases from the wholesaler in order to resell to the consumer. That's also an iser of schora. So according to Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, those two methods of violating the iser of schora, either the one who is locate almanas limkor, he plucks from the field in order to sell, but he does both, the lakita and the mechira, or one who is kona bezol, amanas limkor biyoker, he purchases in order to sell for a profit. Either way, one is in violation of the iser of schora. Sefer Mishpat Haaretz quotes both the Shitas Hagra and the Chazonish. Chazonish assumes this is the Shitas HaRambam, and paskins this way, that whereas, yes, it is usur to engage in commerce via the purchasing in order to resell for a profit, but Chazanish paskins, based on the Gra and the Rambam, that if one is going to pick from the field only a small amount of peros in order to then resell, even though he's doing both the picking and the selling, but it's just a small amount, that the Chazanish holds as mutter. Mutter little called ma'at v'limkor. That's okay according to the Chazanish. Again, purchasing to resell is asur midin schara, but whereas Tosfos asur also lakita in order to resell, Chazanish v'onigon, based on the Rambam, assume that picking a little bit, a small amount, and selling that would be perfectly fine and not a violation of the iser of schara. Interestingly enough, just to point out, Rashi and Sukkah Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, and giving us a hesber for the iser de oraisa of schara, Rashi says that the iser de oraisa of schora here in Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes, Tosfos argues, but Rashi says that the basis for the iser of schora is the chiyuv the Araisa of Bior, Paris, Shvius. Also the sixth parasha. We'll have to get to that in a different share. The Chiv is that when there is no longer any Paris, Shvius available in the fields, one has to rid himself of any Paris, Shvius that he has in his own home. So Rashi assumes then, suggests that based on that Chiv of Bior, that's where the Isser Schara comes from. You're not allowed to do Schara with Paris, Shvius to amass profit that you keep for oneself. Along the lines of the Chi of Bir, to ensure that you share the Paris Shvius with everyone equally, that's how Rashi understands the Isser of Schora. It stems from that Chi of Bir, that you can't amass a profit from Paris Shvius and keep it for oneself. Okay, but that Chi of Bir will be a different discussion, but again, based on this week's Parsha as well. Good question. So, some say Muslim Gimel Sudos is considered Ma'at. Here in Sefer Mishpatei Aretz, he writes, either it means perhaps the amount that a person ordinarily brings to his home for a few days' worth of use. So it's a good question how to exactly define it precisely, but those two hagdaras are given. Some say it means Muslim Gimel Sudos, that's the Kesef Mishnah, it seems like, and others define it as Chazanish's definition, the amount that you normally bring to your own home just for a couple of days' use. So something in that range. So the Isser of Ketzir, good question. The Isser of Ketzir, we said, is only if you harvest Kedera Chabailim. You harvest a lot in the regular fashion. If you harvest a small amount, Pederach Shinoi, that's not an Isser Raisa of Ketzir. But if it's done on Manas Limkor, it'll be the Isser Raisa of Schira, when you then subsequently sell it. A related halacha, even when there is a heter of schora with Paras Shvius, given whatever approach you take, you still can't sell by weight, by measurement. You can't sell the way you normally sell Paras during other years in the normal marketplace setting. It has to be sold by approximation, should be sold somewhere else other than the usual place where you sell non-Paras Shvius. And finally, with regard to this issue, the flip side to the halacha of schora is that if one does receive money for peros shvius, let's say there was a permissible fashion to sell peros shvius, the money that is received in exchange for peros shvius becomes kadosh biktushas shvius itself. It is considered demei shvius. And the money then is restricted in terms of its use. So even if you have a heter for selling the Paras Shvius, but the money that the seller receives for Paras Shvius becomes the Mei Shvius, which then becomes Kadosh Bikdushas Shvius. So how does one avoid the money that he receives in exchange for Paras Shvius becoming limited and restricted by being subject to these dinim of Kedusha Shvius? When I say restricted, that means that the money you get that has Kedusha Shvius can only be used to purchase food or drink that you can eat Biktusha Shvius, something of that nature. But if you don't want your money to become Kodesh Biktusha Shvius, I want to sell these pair of shvius that I have, Bedera Chater, and I want to use the money to buy a tie, some article of clothing. I can't do that with money that has Biktusha Shvius. So take, for example, my Dalad Minim merchant who is selling the Esok Shal Shvius, the Sukkos after Shemitah. How is he allowed to sell the Esrog, first of all? And what is he allowed to do with the money that he receives for the Esrog? If the Esrog has Kedusha Shvius, how does he get around those two concerns? So one way to avoid the din of Kedusha Shvius on the monies received is to sell Bahakafa. One sells on credit. You don't get cash on the spot when you sell the Paras Shvius. You give the Paras Shvius, and in exchange, the purchaser owes you the money. He'll pay you whatever the terms of the credit are. He'll pay you at a certain later date. Under such circumstances, the money does not become Kadosh Biktusha Shvius. But if I want to purchase my Dalamin from my Dalamin Mocher, and I want to give him cash on the spot, how does the money not become Kadosh Biktusha Shvius? So there's a second option, which is the one discussed in the Gemara and Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and that is to sell behavla'ah. You sell behavla'ah, meaning when the Dalaminim Mocher, the Sukkos after Shemitah, is going to be selling you the Esrog that is Kadosh B'Tusha Shvius, he tells you, You may have heard this in the past. I'm not charging you for the esrog. I'm charging you for the lulav and the aravas and the hadasim. Granted, the price will not be much different than it is any other year when he charged you for the esrog, but nonetheless, the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Tes that mavliya le dmei esrog belulav, that you charge more for the lulav, says Rashi, until the mocher is willing to give the esrog as a gift. So when you sell the esrog behavla and the cash is not being given in exchange for the esrog, it's being given in exchange for everything else, albeit at an inflated price, but it's nonetheless being given for everything else, under those circumstances, the esrog is not kodesh b'kedusha shviyas. It's a machlokas achronim, Sefer Mishpat Yeretz quotes, whether that device of mocher behavla is matir the isra of schora also. Because the Gemara is clear that when you sell the esrog behavla, then the money received is not kodesh b'kedusha shviyas. Is that method of selling behavla also a heter on schora? Or do you still have to resort to the previous discussion of someone else does the lakita, I do the mechira, or I only am looking a little bit at a time to sell? According to the Ritbaz, says Sefer Mishpat Haaretz, the mechira behavla works to be matir the iser of schora as well. So with that approach, you have a very simple solution for the iser of schora and to avoid the concerns of Dmei Shviyas, of money being Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviyas, by simply selling the Peros Shviyas, such as the Esrog, Behavla, along with something else. And it has to be something else that you normally charge for. You can't charge him for the wrapping and the box when you sell him the Esrog and say, yeah, you're paying me $50, $70 for the box and for the padding inside of it. That doesn't work. It's got to be something you normally charge for, such as the Lulav or the Hadassim or the Ravos, even though you're selling it at inflated price this year. But that would be a means, halachically valid means, of selling Bahavla, which again avoids the concerns of Kedusha Shviyas on the money, and according to some achronim, would avoid the Isra of Schara altogether.